And certainly a festival would not be a festival without some singing in it, and some very special singing. The spiritual. Here are the young people from Niblack Elementary Choir in Lake City to sing two wonderful spirituals for us, Elijah Rock and The Fox.
Elijah! gracias, señoritas and señores. And that's the end of my Spanish. Some 421 years ago, I passed through your lovely setting here. But my, how it has changed. You certainly have a lot to be proud of here. You're doing a wonderful job in perpetuating the history that surrounds this area. As you know, Hernando de Soto claimed the land of Florida in the name of Spain in 1539. And since that time, we have endeavored in Bradenton to perpetuate that history. This past March, we had the Secretary of Interior, the Honorable Fred Seaton, to pay us a visit and participate in our pageantry there. He has assured us that we have something of history and something of importance and much value to these United States and particularly to the state of Florida. The government is going to spend upwards of some $250,000 to expand our national park at Bradenton to give to the people of the state of Florida and these United States something of value and importance, something that actually happened, something that is not fictitious, something that we all as children and all of you children today are studying in your history books throughout the state. On behalf of Manatee County and Bradenton, Florida, I extend to each and every one of you a personal invitation to visit and be with us anytime during the year, but in particular during our pageant, which is on every year in the month of March. This past year, we had the greatest pageant that we have ever had. And like here, it would not be possible if it were not for so many people who love the town and the community in which they live, to give of their times, their talents, and their monies. It is indeed a pleasure to be here with you, and certainly an honor to have been asked to come up and appear before you people and participate in this wonderful program that you're having. I shall be here the rest of the day. I will be most glad to talk and speak with any of you and answer any questions that you may have pertaining our pageant and our celebration. I have brought with me some pamphlets and booklets, which has a good number of colored pictures in them, that I would like to give to the teachers and leaders of this community so that you may see what we are doing, and we in turn would like to have information on your program. I thank you so very much. You've been wonderful. Thanks very much.
May Day has been celebrated in the Suwannee Valley area with the Maypole, the dancing of the Maypole. And in celebration of the first of the month of May, we always have the Maypole winders. Here they are, and they are wonderful. They come to us from Madison, where the tradition is celebrated beautifully every year. And I expect last Sunday, they had their special celebration there, and they're bringing it to us today. Now, if it takes you very long to get ready,
woo!
Where's the auctioneer? Come on, quick. Daylight's a burning. Are we ready? All right. Too late, tobacco auctioneer. Come on down here and be right ready. Now, here's the winding of the maypole. Troubadour, to be done for us by fifth grade children from Lake Forest Hill School in Jacksonville. Band. You children who are standing back there can come sit right down on the ground here in front. There's some empty seats up here. Some chairs for you ladies standing back there. Many of you know that the minstrel stage prompted Stephen Foster to write some of his best compositions, and that it was minstrel performers who introduced his immortal songs to the American public. Oscar Mann, whom you are about to see and hear, is such a performer, long associated with Lou Doc's Daughter Minstrels. We have here minstrelsy at its best. I'm happy to give you Oscar Mann.
May I give you a minute of words before I start? I'd like to say a word in behalf of our colored friends over here. I started playing the banjo over 65 years ago. I'd like to say a word in behalf of our colored friends over here. I started to learn to play the banjo over 65 years ago in the Ramapo Mountains in the northern part of New Jersey, and I learned my first banjo tunes from the colored folks. I have a soft spot for that reason, and I hope I'm going on 82 now, and I hope before I pass out that I'll have a small part in trying to iron out the difference between us two. You appreciate what I'm getting at, and hope to be satisfactory. I hope it'll be satisfactory to both sides. Make both sides satisfy what we have to do. Thank you.
This is an imitation of an old minstrel 60 years ago. It was old Milt Barrow, and he was known as a banjo minstrel. And he used to play and sing the Suwannee River. So I'm going to give an imitation of him with variation. First I sing and play it, then I play the banjo solo.
Just where my heart is burning, just where you. the Negro chorus.
Where did I get from?
Thank you, Oscar. You know, these performers are the bangingest things. I guess maybe they must have artistic temperament. I'm glad I don't. But the next time he comes on, you can just be sure that I'm going to put him out here in the middle of the stage, or I'll know the reason why. After all, there are some advantages of being the boss. And you all tell him that, too. But we don't want him sitting over one side. Now, one of our favorite groups always is the fifth grade, no matter who's in it. The fifth grade, because they're the best dancers and the best singers and the best everything. Here are the fifth grade children from our very own White Springs School to do My Little Girl for us.